The producers.
All right, here we go. Start of part three. The purpose of me starting part three like this is to tell you all about the contest. Any other announcements I have, which I think at this point is very few, because primarily this episode focuses on Eric Chase and the contest. Not the Seinfeld contest. Keep your minds out of the gutter. Eric Chase, the conclusion will be coming up after I finish outlining the new contest, which I'll try and do so with brevity. But there's actually quite a bit to talk about for it. So contest 2010, let me start with a theme. Surprisingly, and actually I think it's already on my website, so if you've been there, then you know. It is simply Chase. That's it. All you have to do is create a 60-second piece of audio with or without voice. To be totally honest, I would love to hear what somebody could do, not even using a voice, audio production, having to do with Chase. No, it does not have to do with Eric Chase. It just simply has to do with the verb, maybe the guy, anything having to do with Chase. Feel like that's really simple, and that was the purpose. And also, it's a nice little theme because for the 2-year anniversary, we got Eric Chase on the show, so we'll make it about simply Chase. That's it. Get as creative as you want. Other thing, I want to go through the prizes that I have so far. I'm not going to outline specifically what prize goes to who because I think, to whom, because we're going to definitely have enough for a first and second prize. We might have enough for a third prize, and then who knows? The sky's the limit. If you are with a company and you want to donate something for the prizes, be my guest. Everything is donated by a bunch of awesome audio production related companies. I think that's all I can say. Oh, yeah. Submit your entry by September 20th. I don't even know what day that is. It just happens to be my birthday, and it's pretty close to right now. So I said, arbitrarily, we will select that as our submission deadline, and then voting will occur after that. But get me your audio by September 20th. You could submit it via email, ryandreen@gmail.com, ryan@ryanontheradio.com. You can also use the contact form on the website because there's a place where you can attach a piece of audio to the contact form. So pretty simple, right? I think it's all right. Now for the prizes. I'll try and not go too long on these, but they're pretty sweet. First, I will say I'm attaching a voice prize. If you are a producer, but maybe you wanted to use someone else to voice it and give them a little incentive, the folks at Voice Hunter have given basically a training session for a voice talent. And Voice Hunter is kind of, they have a lot of focus on radio imaging and promo, but they're pretty wide ranging. So anyway, it should be a really good prize for any voice talent out there. I would like to have it myself. Probably need it, but anyway, it's neither here nor there. So thanks to Voice Hunter for that. Rap Mag, Jerry and the gang over at Rap Magazine, Radio and Production Magazine, another free subscription just like last year, but this year they're doing a new one for whoever I give it to. So that's part of the prize pack as well. Ian Sturgeon at Big Fish Worldwide, been a good friend of mine and the show for quite a long time. He's got a new Big Fish work parts out, and that will be part of the prize pack as well. And again, I'm not positive exactly if it goes to first or second or third or whatever, but it's a great prize, and that'll be in there. TM Studios, just got the word from Ricky. Ricky Rue, by the way, if you didn't know, is over at TM Studios now, which is awesome. He is offering, our TM Studios is offering up their production library called It. I will tell you what Ricky says. It's a classic library that we sell on Studio Dragonfly. Very retro. They're actually in the process of rebranding it, but he says it's the morning/night show's dream library for all things parody, tons of cheesy beds and effects. I think it's a really standout. Should be a lot of fun. So I'm glad they did that. It's something that's unlike everything else we're giving away. Then I got to mention Jeff Schmidt at Alien Imaging. Again, he's been a longtime friend of this show. He actually started up the very first kind of friendly deal with listeners of the show that you can still take advantage of on my website. But Alien Imaging is giving away, and this will be part of first place, that much I know, every damn thing he has. His catalog is humongous, and I use it all the time still. I use it CHR rock. I use it in country, and it sounds great in country if used right, I think. I used it in country in not just Dallas where I am, but Philly and other markets. Anyway, It's awesome. Got to say thanks to Jeff for doing that. But all the links to those guys will be on the contest page on my site. Contest link should be pretty obvious on the main page of the site. So I do hope you go and check it out, and I really hope you enter. And I've had lots of emails from a lot of young production folk across the country and outside America saying they're really excited. So I do expect to get more entries than I got last year, and I thought last year's was a pretty big success. So there you have it. There's the contest 2010. It's simply entitled Chase, and I would love to hear from you. And again, that's all the announcements I have for right now, but anything else I have, I'll send out in the email, which will not be sent to you multiple times now, I am assured, by the great company of Google. Anyway, now to conclude this episode of the Producers Podcast, we have the final part of the Eric Chase interview. Again, thanks to him. Thanks to you for checking this out. And everything else you need on the website, ryanontheradio.com. All right, bye.
The Producers.
Something sent in by a listener. Workshops and or training. Tom over there, another New Zealand guy, Tom Cross, is actually really curious if you have ever or you're ever going to do some sort of Eric Chase workshop.
Well, it's a thought. It's like I find that I need to do more tips than I do, but I find that I can get bogged down in that stuff to where it knocks me off of the production because I haven't developed a good workflow for that.
Yeah,
video tips, but I will. I am going to be producing and posting more Chase Cuts video tips as I get more proficient at my new setup.
Yeah.
As far as the seminar thing's going, I think the last I've done a few of those, and I did a Dan O'Day thing once with Jeff Thomas. That was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love those things where we can get together with a few imaging guys and kind of be on a panel. I love those kind of things.
Yeah.
So I'm totally open to doing one of those. At least get me out of the house.
Yeah, right. Get you out of Tampa for a little bit.
Yeah, I haven't done any in a while. It's certainly been a couple of years. I do like doing those things. And there may be an opportunity to do something like that that is sort of more specialized at some point, that could be I've often thought about, maybe a production boot camp kind of thing that was like a hands-on few days kind of a deal.
Yeah. I think there'd probably be some interest in it, especially if you were involved. If you ever find yourself involved in one, you make sure you tell me and I'll tell everybody.
Okay.
Via the website. I know people would be certainly interested in that, especially if it was some form of a panel. You, Fox, Frost, a couple other guys, sort of a dream team panel type deal.
Mm-hmm. There's got to be some ideas out there. I mean, it's just, I'm throwing this out there for everybody in this whole shrinking imaging world of ours.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to kind of feel it kind of constricting a little bit. And that's I'm kind of, trying to develop those extra skills. Like right now I'm trying to learn After Effects on my new Mac because I don't know anything other than Final Cut Pro. Mm. But I'm trying to develop those new skills and be able to kind of work into this new world that is – now just not only just this radio station branding, imaging, whatever you want to call it, audio, but could be, web-based stuff. I mean, in a perfect world, our job is going to evolve into this kind of multimedia thing.
Yeah.
And so I think it's got to take some young minds who get excited about this and find something new to do with it that corporate radio is not seeing,
Yeah.
So we're always looking for, and that's the sad part about it. I'm not seeing these sort of excited young people coming up or where do you look for these sort of creative types that are really talented that could have something to bring to radio and would want to get into radio?
I can tell you, since I started this, the best part for me, I did this kind of because of Dave Fox. Because he helped me so much early, and not even so much. I mean, in his eyes, he might have just like met me twice and been like, "All right, whatever, kid, get out of here."
But yeah, Dave Fox was the grand old man of imaging when I got into it.
Yeah,
I mean, him and Frost have been at it way longer than I have.
Yeah,
and then they've imaged that huge, giant market station. Mm-hmm. And which is still a great thing in Clear Channel, because I still get the sense that they kind of leave they leave Z100 alone, leave Kiss alone in LA, and kind of let them, you know, do their thing more or less.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that through this I've seen some young guys, you know, 16, 17, 18 year old email me so excited about this job. You know, and they think it's so cool that we get to do what we do. And it's exciting to see that, because it means there are young, talented, you know, creative people out there that are ready to kind of step up.
That's exactly the way I felt when I first got in. It's like, wow, there's a job that...
Right.
I, at the time, I was playing like six nights a week in bars, you know, going, man, this sucks. I don't want to haul equipment tonight. Yeah. It's like, it's like it was magical for me. It's like, wow, I get to play, twiddle with knobs and write scripts, and this is like right up my alley. I get to make song parodies and stuff. This is great. It's like I had been in cover bands for so long, like I can sing like anybody, you know. So it's like that was one of my trademarks, playing in cover bands. Like, it's like I started, my vocals started morphing into whoever I was singing, you know.
It's probably a good thing.
So, yeah, it served me well. So I had a unique set of skills, and I was really excited about using them. And I was at a place at J-Core at the time, who was really pushing the envelope as far as everything goes. And I came to the Power Pig that was pushing the envelope. You know, it's like in your face. So I was really lucky. And they're just like, I know so many people who are in this situation where they get into a, you know, I got into great situations, great PDs, you know, early on and all the way through. Whereas, you know, somebody who gets stuck with a lame ass PD with no vision in a small market, who's just, you know, reacting to corporate emails, that's a whole different experience in the imaging world. So it would be great to have some, you know, places where you could go and get the juice that we're talking about, you know, and you just can't anymore.
What would be your piece of advice if you have someone that feels like they have a lot of creativity and a lot of talent, but they are locked into some, you know, 238 market or whatever, and they have no creative outlets there? You know, in your mind, what should they do if they want to step up, take a bigger job and a more creative job, and find a way to be more successful doing this?
Send me a demo. And I'm not kidding. Send me a demo. Send some demos out, because there are, you know, as there get to be fewer really good producers and imaging guys and guys who can sort of write and produce and do various things.
Yeah.
There's going to be more demand for these people to do more. You know, so
the cream rises.
I always keep around. I like to keep a folder full of demos coming in, because that's how I found Nick Daly in the first place, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like this talented 17-year-old kid in Lexington or somewhere, you know? That's how you find him. But and there have been a few out there.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're probably unappreciated, you know, somewhere. So I can plug, if somebody's really talented, you know, I can plug them into at least the Clear Channel world of, you know, what's out there as far as imaging goes. Because, you know, knowing Jim Cook being the, I think Jim has some title like, you know, VP Creative Services or something.
Yeah.
He's totally, you know, plugged into the imaging world and knows, you know, I can't imagine there ever being an imaging opening at a radio station at this moment. But if there's an opening, Jim knows about it or knows what's, you know, coming, what's on the horizon and stuff. And also has his finger on the pulse of what's going on at the corporate level, which is changing all the time, you know, as they do this, they call it premium choice, and they do more corporate oriented, format production. It's still evolving. So I don't know where it's going, but, you know, I feel like there's still some life left in this, beast. But it's up to everybody in it to do something interesting, from imaging to programming, you know, and to the web especially. Like, if we could get some interesting content on the web, and then drive people to it. It could be a great CHR model.
Yeah.
If they can get the sort of corporate handcuffs off on the websites and stuff.
If people want to contact you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
They can always get me at the Chase Cuts. ChaseCuts.com has okay. The email link.
It's got a contact link there, right?
Yeah, which is Chase. I think it's ChaseCuts@PremierRadio.com.
Okay. I'll find that link. I'll post it on my site.
But that's where people can go for the Chase Cuts demo on the site, I think is maybe the original or maybe the second generation demo from way back when. What I gave to you earlier today was a sampling of recent Chase Cuts stuff from the last few months.
That's posted on the show notes page for your interview as well. There's a lot, just so everybody knows, a lot of good stuff sent in, including a lot of videos too.
And don't, you know, obviously you can't use any of this stuff because it'll get you in trouble with Premier Radio somewhere down the line.
Yeah. I hope that most people would know that, and everybody would know not to use it.
I'm sure most of them do.
Yeah. I haven't found too many issues with the stuff that people have put up. I think it's all been good. So, you know, no stealing, I think, has been good.
But it's a shrinking world. The imaging guys. And the imaging guys who just do imaging, that seems to be shrinking too as they like get saddled with some spot production now. And are you hearing a lot of that?
Yeah, I actually believe I happen to be one of the more lucky guys. I'm hired to do image one station, and generally they keep me away from producing commercials. I produce the big concert spots, and that's it.
Is Citadel pretty good to work for?
I think it's going to depend on who you ask. If you ask me, I don't have any beef, but I've known people to not be so pleased with them, which would be, that's the nicest way I can put it.
Yeah. Well, everybody has a beef, you know.
Right.
Clear Channel got to be the point where you couldn't go for an hour in the course of a day without having a bitch session with somebody. Yeah. It's like we were talking about how it's getting, I do remember in the 90s going, man, Clear Channel is like, I remember we had such juice as J-Core, and that was a company that wanted to win, not wanted to maximize revenue for the shareholder. They wanted to win, and they wanted to rub it in your face, and they wanted to attack. We were talking about the attack thing. That's where the attack mentality came from, was Randy Michaels was just the greatest attacker in broadcasting. And he'd just go for the jugular, man.
Yeah.
So it was great to come from that background, that go for the jugular background. And then that gives way to Clear Channel. And suddenly it's like this real weird knee jerk right in the middle of the 90s. And then it starts going downhill. And then it's like what culture is going to win? And it's like, well, immediately determine the Clear Channel culture is going to win one or the other. And so it's immediately you immediately start to feel the little effects, and then the bigger effects, and then the group contesting, and it's like all along the way we're going, boy, it couldn't get much worse than this, could it? And like the next 6 months, ago, couldn't get much worse than this, and I couldn't get much worse than this. And like you're saying that for 6 years, well, surely won't get any worse than this. And so it's like we're still saying it. Well, it surely can't get any worse than this. It just keeps getting worse. It keeps getting smaller, and there's no training ground, and there's no up-and-comers, and there's no DJ training ground either. So it's like, where does the – if they're going to base, this medium on talent, where does the talent come from?
Yeah. I'm not so certain that they're basing the medium on talent.
No.
You know, I mean, at all or a little, maybe.
But there's just always talent and content will find a home. So people that are that's why I try to expand my horizons. You know, I'm into photography and music and video and stuff like that. So it's like I get kind of juiced doing that stuff. So it's like I just feel like this imaging world just feels like it could collapse at any time, you know. So it's like I better have some other things that I can do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have that feeling. But aside from the fact that it just feels good to get your head out of just audio and do, you know, that's why it was kind of cool doing Glenn Beck stuff, because there's always there was always something weird you were different that came from the Glenn Beck world. We did that War of the Worlds live thing at XM, which was totally unique. So I've had the opportunity, amazingly, just being in the right spot at the right time. As radio sort of went downhill, there was a few of us riding the corporate wave uphill, and getting to do all these different things along the way. So, you can't say a lot of bad things about that ride from my point of view. But again, I know people that Clear Channel and the large companies have just been, it's been devastating for the little guy.
Yeah.
And for the board op and for, the people trying to, the jocks.
I think you and others though are an example of how, while it was bad for a lot of different people, I don't want to say this, I don't want to sound mean, but there were quite a few people that perhaps felt they were entitled to something just because they had a job and they really hadn't ever increased their talent at
right,
all.
Right.
But then the people like you and Frost, and there's a lot of people I could say, but that were really getting more talented as the days went on. And so when they're going to look around, they're like, all right, we got 50 employees. We don't need 25 of them.
Yeah.
They're going to keep the ones that are Eric Chase. They're not going to keep the ones that are, Bill Jones that never learned anything new and isn't good at what he does anyway,
Yeah. At some point there's a happy medium between just random cutting, which was done, very smart cutting, which was also done.
Right.
But we'll see what happens. But talent will always rise to the top. So, if you got production talent, then keep pushing it out in various ways, and especially the video realm, because I know several guys who are now like putting together little video pieces for the website, for the morning show, for this, that, and the other. Yep. And the more you can make yourself useful in this sort of multimedia thing, and the skills apply. I mean, you can take those skills right into video and go, wow, this is cool. And as it converges, I'd say, if you're a PC out there, God, get Vegas Pro. That'd be my editor of choice if I was working on the PC exclusively.
Well, I'm going to go do that, Eric. Thank you so much for your time. I think we just did a 50-part episode, so it's awesome.
Okay. Well, enjoy cutting that up, my friend.
Right. No one will complain, but I'm certain I will speak to you again in some way, shape, or form, Eric. Thank you so much.
Great talking to you, man.
The Producers with Ryan Dreen.
Have a question, comment, or concern? Go f*** yourself. Just kidding. Kind of.
Email Ryan at RyanOnTheRadio.com.
RyanOnTheRadio.com. Ryan on the radio. Gotta make a jingle.
Yeah, Ryan on the radio.
Radio, Ryan on the radio.com.
The Producers.
The Producers.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.